time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the K-Band Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. How's it going, everybody? We're a weekly show. Good to see you. Not really. Good to hope that you're hearing me. Anyway, we're on msodrewsports.com, and this week we're going to catch up with the new North Andover football coach. And new coach at MVC is like really the theme. We'll have a new coach in Methuen. We'll have a new coach in Bill Ricca, a new coach in Andover, North Andover. And then, of course, Chuck A. from Central stepped down. That's like five new bosses, really, as by my count, in the last 2 or 3 years. That's incredible. Changing of the guard, they say. Bob Aylward in Tewksbury, he's still around. He's the godfather now, the elder statesman. But let's waste no time and catch up with North Andover's new head football coach after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps and burgers, specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hey, North Shore sports fans, mark your calendars. On Sunday, July 27th, Boston Bruins goaltender Jeremy Swayman, that's right, the Swayman, is coming to Kowloon Restaurant in Saugus for a can't-miss autograph event presented by, of course, the great Sports World. That's right. Get up close with one of the NHL's top young netminders from noon to 2 p.m. on that day at New England's most iconic Chinese food restaurant, Kowloon, located at 948 Broadway in Saugus. You know where it is. That's Route 1. All right. Autograph prices, $69 for a regular item, $89 for premium items, and just $20 more if you want to personalize inscription. Spots are very limited, so if you're a diehard Bruins fan or shopping for one, this is your chance to score a rare collectible and meet Swayman in person. Phone orders are welcome, 781-233-7222, to reserve yours today. And again, presented by Sports World, New England's largest sports memorabilia shop, proudly based right in Saugus, the heart of the North Shore, since 1986. Can't make it? Give them a call if you want more information. 781-233-7222. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro back at it with our one and only guest today. It's going to be new-ish. Right? Newish head coach, North Andover football, Matt Cirillo. What's going on, coach?
How you doing today, man? How you doing?
Good. So obviously you're well plugged into the Merrimack Valley football community, been in various roles, but now you get the luxurious role of head coach where you get to deal with user's fees, paperwork, forms, scheduling practices, buses, ADs.
Yeah.
I mean, man, what, you know, you were named in March, I believe, or that's at least when it was announced.
Yeah, so March, yes.
What has that been like from like March till now, July?
So obviously dream come true. You know, I mean, this is, as I have heard everything you just said, you're not lying. It is, it's 1000% correct. I told my AD the other day and I meant it. I'm like, dude, now that I'm a head coach, I'm not coaching anymore. I'm doing everything but coaching, you know, which I hate. Yeah. I love coaching. I love developing. But I brought in a really good staff so I can lean on them to do a lot of that stuff. I'm there, I'm active, but it's, to be honest with you, the moment I got the call, one, it's emotional. It's something I wanted, you know what I mean? Something I wanted and I held out hope and I was kind of like iffy if it was going to happen or not. But when I went down the way it did, I was like, yes, I deserve this. I worked my way up. Now let's go. And so you go from like a whirlwind of like the phone doesn't stop. So you're getting all kinds of calls. People are congratulating you. You're reaching out to people. You're setting up meetings and all that. So now you're starting to get into the football stuff. And it's like, all right. However, there's just so much more. And it's just like, oh man, like it's, there's so much more like administrative work that you're doing, that I'm doing now. But I don't, honestly, I love it. I love working. So, I mean, but it's a lot. It's definitely a lot.
Yeah. 2018 came on board with North Andover, defensive backs coach.
Yes.
Nowhere to go, but down, I guess. I mean, part of the undefeated Super Bowl championship team that year, man.
Yeah.
And then you come full circle here, taking on the role of head coach, 2025 North Andover team. But man, what an evolution for you. I mean, coming in as the defensive backs coach and now going to head coach. I mean, I'm assuming you get into the business to get to this moment.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, it's crazy because I always kind of talk about the way I came up with coaching. Not that I'm an expert or anything, but you know, I started in Pop Warner and I started out in Pop Warner with the little kids. I never wanted to get involved in coaching. It was something that one of my older brothers had said, hey, you should do this. I had no interest in it whatsoever. Did it for a couple of years. And I think that was the best thing I ever did. And I kind of encourage coaches who don't have like all this pedigree. I tell them, listen, you might want to take a shot down there because you learn how to teach when you're with little kids. And that's all we do as coaches is teach. So if you don't know how to teach, now it becomes, well, you look good with the visor, you have the play sheet, you know, you have the cool wristband, but yet you're not teaching. You're just screaming. It's just verbiage. So I did that for a couple of years. Mike Yameen, who was the AD at Lawrence High School, he got hired at Lawrence High and he asked me to be his freshman football coach.
Yeah.
So I did that for a year. I volunteered. And this is a true story. And this is, I tell this story to everybody now that I'm interviewing coaches. When I interview coaches, well, typically what they want is like, well, how much is the stipend? So I always kind of tell them, listen, my first year as a high school football coach, I got a thank you card with $100 bill in it.
And, you never get to a restaurant.
and to be honest with you, I thought I was the man because I'm in my head going, I'm being paid to coach. So yeah, now I'm looking at it and I go, wait, I'm making pretty good money now. I'm making decent money for a few, but yeah, I mean, for the amount of work that goes into it, it's like, I always tell the guys, I'm like, man, I'm going to pay you. I pay you for what you do. You know, like if you're around often, you'll get taken care of, you know, but I just think for me, it's been an insane like journey. But it's just something I've wanted. I wanted to be a head coach, you know, I wanted to have this back in Lawrence. You know, I mean, my dream was to follow him, to follow after Mike Yameen. You know, when he stepped down, I wanted to be the guy. When they said they weren't retaining him, there was a lot of ands, ifs. They decided to go in another direction. No harm, no foul. Dubs had reached out to me, Coach Dubzinski, and I owe so much to him because, you know, without him, I'm not even in North Andover. North Andover is I wouldn't even consider it. I wouldn't even have looked at it because I'm not from there. I don't know. I would have ended up somewhere, but no, I probably wouldn't have been North Andover. So him making that phone call in May of 2018 really kind of changed the whole trajectory of my, you know, my coaching journey. And I'm grateful. I'm always going to be grateful to him for that phone call on that night.
Yeah. A defensive guy at heart, obviously. That I'm assuming was a big selection for you, the defense, the DC.
Oh yeah.
Who is it?
So it's Mariano. Yeah. I mean, he was on the staff with me already. He'd been my linebackers coach for the last couple of years. He played for me in Lawrence High School. Played at Assumption under Bob Chesney for a while. It's going to be Mariano Garcia. He's done a great job. You know, his presence, he's intense. he's very detail oriented. I mean, we went down, we sat down, and I'm big on details. And we sat down for the first day when he was kind of introducing what he wanted to do. And it was like a PowerPoint presentation. I was like, this is nice.
My
kind of dude. I'm like, came in ready, you know what I mean? And he's just getting better. He's just getting better, you know? And I kind of filled out the rest of the defense. We have a big staff. I made the joke. It looks like a college staff because I brought in a lot of bodies to have more attention to detail. I hate when kids are standing around in practice. It's a peeve of mine. And one of the things that got brought up to me in my interview process was, how do you change that sophomore year where it's kind of looked at as purgatory? And it bothered me because I'm like, well, it shouldn't be purgatory. You know, it's why? Like, how? Like, when did that become a thing? So it's like, if you only have four coaches and you have 50 kids, it's like, well, all right, I understand that. But it's like, well, let's bring in more guys. So those sophomores are always getting work. So I'm excited. I keep telling the kids, like, I can't wait for them to see how we're going to practice. Like, I can't wait. I'm juiced up about that part. Cause I feel like once we get going on the 15th of August, I feel like for me, it's like, all right, you know, I can put the administrative work aside for an hour and a half.
Right.
And I can coach for a little bit. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's keep going down the line with the coaches. I mean, you talked about your DC. Who else mm-hmm. are you bringing in?
So defensive line is also the guy, Cedric Larson. Mm-hmm. He's originally from Florida, coached him youth football and high school football down there, played at Assumption with Mariano Garcia. Also have this kid, Chris Caraballo. He's working with the outside linebackers, same thing, played at Assumption. Originally from Boston, now lives in Providence. Uh-huh. So when I interviewed him, he was like, dude, I want to be involved. I'll make the commute. So he's involved. In the secondary, I have Johnny Carrero and Mike Lefebvre, who played at Central Catholic, was a DB at Central Catholic and a star at Endicott. So I have those two guys who played together. On the offensive side, I have Dave Duquette, who's also the president of the Youth League, the Booster Club. He's the president of the Booster Club. He's going to be my offensive coordinator and offensive line. Gabe D'Souza, who played for me in 2018 on that team and played in Everett. He's our receiver coach. We have Dave Casey, who does quarterbacks. He also coaches track and Lowell. He's coached in various spots. He coached football in Lowell for a while. We got Mike Rometta, Tewksbury guy. Son played in Tewksbury a few years ago, so he's familiar with the NBC. Does a really good job with motions and QB stuff. We got DJ Ramos. He's one of my running back coaches. Chris McCarthy, another running back coach. I love our staff. We have some GAs. I got kids who graduated a few years ago. We're going to be bouncing around. This guy, Kenny Richards, he's doing my freshman team. I'm excited about it. I'm excited. We have Corey Steele, I can't forget him. He's my special teams coordinator.
Yeah.
And he's been, Corey, I can't say enough good things about the offseason he's had. We've had a really good buy-in by the coaches this offseason and from the kids. I mean, we're getting, you know, 60 plus kids at 6 a.m. workouts. So it's just, it's been a great offseason so far.
Yeah. And all those names you mentioned, what percentage are returnees versus newbies? Like, you know, does Matt Cirillo bring in a 85% new staff or a 30%, you know, like roughly? What are we talking about?
For going off last year, I mean, there's a couple of guys who are returning from last year. It's four. It's Mariano, who was my linebackers coach. Dave Duquette, who's the OC. He was the assistant O-line coach last year. Last year, I remember talking to him. I'm like, wow, this guy has good ideas with offensive schemes. Chris McCarthy, who was the running back coach last year, I thought he did a phenomenal job. Longtime Andover coach. He did a phenomenal job with their running backs for years. So he's over with us now. He's coming back. And DJ Ramos, who's been doing our JV team for a few years, who the kid just absolutely loved. You couldn't ask for a better like program guy.
Yeah.
So out of that, those are the only guys who are back from a year ago. That's it. There's four guys total who are back from a year ago.
Yeah. So a lot of fresh blood in there. Yep. And, you know, all those names you mentioned, that represents most important decision. And it's your first decision. Getting your staff in place, it's undebatable that football is the sport where your assistants are everything.
Oh, 1,000%.
You cannot be Matt Cirillo cannot be everywhere at once. So you got to delegate and you got to have good. So that's going to be an adjustment for you to kind of let go of defense a little bit.
But yeah, so I mean, but the funny thing is people have always said, oh, you're a defensive guy, which is true. I was a D coordinator and DB coach for years in Lawrence, came over to North Andover, same thing. You know, but I did offense for a while, too. I had a run like, there was 1 year in Lawrence, I was doing BBs and the JV and sophomore team. And like day one of camp, the guy who I was doing the team with quit. So I was running the JV sophomore team by myself, and I'm the OC, DC, special teams coordinator. Yeah. But I used to love offense. I used to love coaching it because it was just fun to kind of, you know, you get to determine and dictate, you know what I mean?
Which
is probably the best thing I ever did as a DC, was learn an offensive mind and learn how they want to think and how they want to move. So it's definitely an adjustment for sure. Cause even now, you know, we'll go to sevens and I'm like, I don't want to micromanage.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, this times I'm getting ready to say something and like the DC will say it. I'm like, all right, he's good. You know, like, or the OC will come up to me. Like, I wanted to do this. I'm like, we're thinking the same here, you know, but kind of what I told those guys is, man, I'm very understanding and communicative to the staff. I very rarely pull out the like boss card or the like, hey, like I'm putting my cards on the table here. Like I don't pull rank, but when I need to, I will. I'm letting those guys do their thing. Cause I think I was an assistant for 21 years, you know, and it's including Pop Warner. And I feel like I have 21 years of data to look at as an assistant and go, well, these are the things I didn't like as an assistant, right? These are the things I didn't like when I was just a positional coach. These are the things I didn't like. So I'm taking those things that I didn't like. And I'm like, all right, you know what? What didn't I like? I didn't want to be like a shadow. I didn't want someone hanging over me. So I'm not going to do that to my guys. I'm there as a resource. If I see something I like or I want, we're doing it.
Yeah.
I like same thing. When I interviewed the OC, I was like, these are the things I want in. And he's like, I got that. You know, he's going through his playbook. I'm like, perfect. Like, things that give us trouble, I want to do. So anything that I've seen that's imaginative or things that I love for the longest time, I'm like, we're going to do those things.
Yeah.
Like I kind of made the joke with the staff when the first day I met with them, I was like, guys, remember these three letters, CYE, check your ego. Like, do not have an ego. I want it to be like, everyone knows football at this point. We have good coaches. This isn't like, I'm not Tom Landry from the 50s where I'm going to be coaching the entire team by myself. You know what I mean? So I need good people and I want good people and I want to trust those people. And if you don't trust them, then why do you have them on your staff?
Right.
You know what I mean? So
going back to why it was such a big decision, you know, who to get in and just be someone to be comfortable with that's going to want to collaborate with you positively. And when there is disagreements, kind of work through them and just kind of like, hey, this is what I'm seeing. I know you're not seeing it, but and all that stuff.
So. Well, I think at the end of the day too, I mean, guys need to understand is like, I say to them right now, I was like, listen, it's your defense. You're calling it. It's your offense. You're calling it. It's your special teams. You're calling it. However, when I decide to pull rank, all I ask is like, once that decision's made, we move on. There is no like bickering. Cause that's what ruined. There's going to be times I'm wrong. There's going to be times I'm right. There's going to be times we may view something a little bit differently. Yeah. But at the end of the day, we have one client here and that's the kids. And that's what is best for these guys. And if we feel like that's the best decision for them, then great. You know, I love reading people. It's like sometimes you could just look at a kid and see that he's tired and you may need to have a discussion of like, hey, like you need the day off tomorrow. Like I know it's people look at it and say no days off and today's generation's gotten soft. And I'm like, listen, these kids are being asked to do so much stuff nowadays. Between summer baseball, summer lacrosse, summer basketball, summer, all these, it's like, you need a day, dude, take a day to recover. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I want to make sure like our staff is on the same page as me. Their message is my message and vice versa.
Yeah. Yeah. They can't shut it off. I mean, I graduated high school in 95. We didn't talk to each other all night and social media and even video games. We turned off the Nintendo at some point. But they have no shutdown and they need to kind of be forced to regulate themselves. Like, okay, shut it down.
I told them, guys, our slogan for the whole summer has been, we go hard Monday through Friday morning. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Wednesday, we call it Gritty Wednesday, that we have like almost, we have double sessions. We're there in the morning for a workout. We come back in the afternoon for conditioning. It's a tough day, but our slogan's been earn your weekend. Friday as of 8 a.m., you have no commitments to this program till Monday morning. Wow. You're off Friday afternoon, Saturday, Sunday. We get all our, and there's a lot of work that we get in. It's a lot, even for me. It's Monday through Friday morning. We got to get it in, and then you earn your weekend. So I feel like even me having that meeting with the parents and explaining that to them, I kind of felt like that won a lot of them over because it was like, wow, all right. Like, so we lock in during the week when we're all at work. And it's not interfering in vacation time.
Yeah.
Great. You know, I mean, the same thing. We have kids who need to go away. I just want to make sure the kids are ready to go by the time we get into camp, you know, and And that's the main thing. There's everybody wants to own the summer, every sport, you know, summer this, yeah, summer that. And that's great. Unfortunately, we're the next ones up.
Yeah,
so right, it's, we got to make sure we're prepared for it, you know?
Yeah, 100%. In terms of the personnel with the kids, what do you like about this 2025 edition? Back-to-back playoff appearances, back-to-back first round losses. How do you get over that hump?
I don't know. I mean, I made the joke. I made the joke for 2 years. I was like, we're like the Pittsburgh Steelers, right? Like, like we're going to get it. But we weren't really, like, I didn't think we were a threat. Like, we're going to get in. We're going to, you know, we'll be a tough little matchup in the first round. But I didn't, I feel like, I don't know. I kind of made the joke the other day. I was like, man, this year, I'm referring to Batman. I was like, this year, we're the Riddler. We're a big question mark. I don't know.
Yeah.
The year after, I think we're going to be the Dark Knight. Like, we're going to come after that. I think, I love our 2027 class.
Yeah.
That class, I can't say enough great things about. It's always tough going into your senior year when there's a coaching change. And sure, a lot of those guys, the one thing I love is I have their ears, I have their attention, and I feel like I have their heart. Like they wanted me. I feel like if there was going to be a new body coming in, they wanted the guy who got the job. So right now we have a lot of buy-in. That senior class, this 2026 class, they're not deep. It's not 20 deep there. The good thing is the ones that we have, we're going to get a lot of use out of. I mean, they're great kids. They're working hard. I wish I could give you a prediction and go, hey, we're going to the playoffs. We're going to win. I don't know. Is that the goal? Yeah. Our goal, our slogan has been STM, man. We want to win a moment. I'm not worried about day one. Someone interviewed me last week, true story, and they asked me about the Andover quarterback situation, right? They were like, that kid's gonna be tough. And I'm like, dude, our first scrimmage is August 23rd. Like, I don't care. I'll get to that in November. Like, I don't care about that right now. Like, our focus is on us. I think just by the way these kids are working, we have some recipes where we have some ingredients that we could put together like a nice little tough out. Like, we're not gonna be, I don't wanna be a doormat year one. We're working hard, but again, I don't know. I mean, a lot of things, we have some depth issues, I think. We're going to lean on a lot of inexperience, but I think that's the fun part about it.
Yeah.
Is we're going to watch some of these young guys, like, just kind of have no choice but to become men, like, you get thrown into the fire, and we're going to coach them up. And I'm excited about that part. I really am. Cause I feel like we have a really good senior group. They're not deep, but it's a good senior group. And our junior class is great. And I love the sophomores that are coming up. So I just feel, and I love our incoming freshman class, to be honest with you. So I feel like there's going to be a tough year, but I feel like we have some pieces that you made the quote earlier. The MVC is the shark tank, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, and that's why I told the kid, that's like, it's all good with me, man. We can swim. So, I mean, we have no problem swimming if we need to. So yeah, I think we'll be ready to go.
Yeah, speaking of the MVC, what's cool is a little bit of a changing of the guard. I mean, North Andover, obviously, you know, Dubs stepping down, and then Chuck A stepped down, what, 2 years ago? And then Perry is gone from Andover, too, right? So am I missing
Barica.
Any?
Barica.
Dwayne? Did Dwayne step down?
Dwayne stepped down. Yeah.
Oh, Dwayne, I didn't even Dwayne know that down. One. I'm behind.
And also Methuen. You have Tommy Ryan stepped down.
Wow. Okay. So that's even more so. I mean,
yeah,
wow.
A lot, not a new blood in the MVC this year. A lot of new blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a like good sort of connection with the other head coaches, or is it too early? You haven't really gone
into
that.
No, I do. I mean, so the head coach at Andover is my best friend.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's my best friend. That's my best friend. We run a business together called Pack Performance.
No kidding.
Yeah, he was the DC. He was the DC at Central Catholic the last two years. He was under Chuck A. So I mean, he's going to do a great job over in Andover. The guy who got the job in Barica, that's Sean Theriault. He was the DC at Andover last year. Good dude. You know, really, really nice guy. I've gotten a chance to talk to him quite a bit. And Duggan, I mean, I believe it's Duggan or Dugan. He just took over Methuen for Ryan.
Okay. Wow.
He's been the OC, so he's a great guy. So I mean, it's kind of exciting. The league right now is a very exciting league. A lot of change, but it's exciting. I mean, I think the OG of the group is Tewksbury Elward. He's like the godfather. He's the godfather of the NBC coaches right now. He's the longest tenured. So yeah, it's pretty exciting time to be in the NBC.
It definitely is. Definitely is. And great competition there. And you guys have no nights off in that league. I mean, it's just never ending. Do you, well, I forgot. Do you have any non-leaguers lined up yet? Is the schedule set yet?
Schedule set right now. I know one of our, it's kind of weird because they consider them like the, we have the two non-league games. We have our Masco. We play Masconama at week two and we play Marblehead week three.
Okay.
Those are, that's our week two and three. That's what we have. We're home versus Masco. I know they're very good this year. Right out the gate, we have a gauntlet because we open up at home against Methuen and we have Masco week two at home. So I made the joke when the AD gave him, I was like, you couldn't give me like a, like a little, bit of, like a little leeway the week one or something. So
a cupcake.
Yeah. But I'm like, you know what? It's, I've always said, I always felt like the NBC is the SEC of high school football. Yeah. There's tough matchups every single week. And it's why year after year, when you come out of the NBC and you're in the playoffs, you always feel like you have a shot. Cause I look at some of those teams and I'm like, they didn't play in the league we played in, you know, like we're playing this team, that team, this team, that team, you know, after this year, I would like to try to get Central Catholic back on the schedule as a non-league game. You know what I mean? Like, I just like playing, I like playing the good competition teams, whether you're private school or you're a public, if you're good and I feel like we can handle it, let's go. Like, That's how I've always felt.
Yeah. Do you play the alma mater? You play Lawrence?
We played them the last 2 years because they're in the league. It rotates every couple of years.
Okay.
We played them last year and the year before. The 2 years ago, we beat them in double overtime. Last year, we beat them pretty candidly on our homecoming. Okay. But yeah, we don't play them this year though.
No Lawrence. No, okay.
No.
So they're out.
Yeah, we play Chelmsford. We play Billerica. We have Andover on Thanksgiving, obviously.
Yep.
We have Methuen week one. We have Masco. We have Marblehead. We have Dracut. And Tewksbury.
Yeah, that's Masco was really good last year. Masco
very
was.
Good. I believe they're going to be very good this year. I believe they're going to be very, very good this year. So, yeah. It's a tough. It's the first 3 to 4 weeks for us are incredibly tough. Like it's right out the gate. I'm like, all right, here we go. But hey, but that's why I kind of told these guys. Listen, we got to try to out our edge. I kind of made the slogan of like, listen, we're not loaded with 5 stars. We're not loaded with 4-star talent, 5-star talent. I go, I don't know if we even have 3 or 2s. I have no idea, to be quite honest. We may not even have a 1, but I do know that we're building grit. These kids we're kind of getting into their mindset right now. I like where they're going. I like how they've responded to everything. And I kind of said straight up to them, our edge needs to be in our work ethic. We all have 24 hours in a day. Let's work. Let's work and be just more detailed than everybody. So that's what we're working on right now, man. We want to get into week one and just kind of be like, let's go. Like our first scrimmage, we want to get all the cranks out, all the kinks. And we're going to work hard and hopefully that pays off for us.
Yeah. Well, finally, coach, tell me about, you know, Matt Cirillo, not football Matt Cirillo. Like, tell me, you must have a understanding family that will step aside and let you leave the house here and there, or let you go upstairs and watch videos all night.
Well, so the good thing is there's no wife and kids. So
you're golden.
I'm gold. So that's kind of where my edge is. When I talk to my
guys, have no excuses. You better win some games, man.
Listen, I work hard. So, I mean, I've been telling everybody, and I mean this wholeheartedly, and this is not like a cockiness. I'm just being honest. I honestly feel like you better get us this year. I really feel like you better get us this year. I just feel like the way these kids have been responding with everything, they're working incredibly hard.
Love it.
And I just kind of told them, and someone told me a long time ago, one of my mentors said, great teams take on the personality of their coach. Mm. And I'm a hard worker. I'm able to do that because I don't have the wife and kids commitment, right? So I'm going to put in those extra time. Like, I made the joke today. I was like, man, anytime I can get out of the school before 4 o'clock, I'm on the summer, I'm leaving. I'm there sometimes from 4:45 in the morning till 8 o'clock at night, just all day, just putting in work with these guys. And I love it.
What's the day job?
Like, so I'm off in the summer. I work for Lawrence Public Schools.
Okay.
But I'm off all July. So for July, I just focus on football.
Wow.
You know, I just focus on all of us getting our stuff. And then August rolls around and we're primed to go. And I go back and we're ready. So July is literally just, for me, it's like training camp all summer. Yeah. It's nonstop.
So I guess the challenge for you would be respecting your coaches' spouses. If they are married, you got to respect their families. And like, hey guys, can you head down to the pub to go over some game notes on a Sunday at 9 o'clock? And come on, coach, put my kid to bed. You know, like little things like that will come up because your time is not precious. Well, you can do whatever.
I mean, the one thing I take a lot of pride in is my communication. And that's with the coaches, the players, and the parents, right? I'm very, very informative. I give them as much detail as I possibly can. I'm the same way with the staff, meaning I'm never going to have a meeting just to have a meeting, right? Yeah. Like if it can be done in a text message or a phone call, let's do it there. However, I don't require a lot in the off season. In the off season, I'm basically, guys, if you could do one day or 2 days, I'll take it. I'll put the full time work in. I know what my duty is.
Yeah.
If you can give me all I ask is you're there 1 to 2 days. That's it. If you can't do that, then we have to restructure and talk in a year. But in season, it gets kicked up a notch, right? And it takes a very understanding woman and understanding kids, and maybe not even kids sometimes, more the woman part to understand it. But I've always said there's two ways to approach people, man. There's vinegar and there's honey. And if me throwing a t-shirt to a dad or a mom or a coach's wife is going to kind of get them away for a little bit, then that's fine. I try to do my best to understand it. You know, I mean, I get it. I want them to be there for their kids. I don't want them neglecting that. And it's difficult. Sometimes I have to check myself and be like, man, listen, you have that free time. They don't. That's why I said to them, don't stress this. I'll handle it. I'm kind of, my pledge to my staff was like, I'm going to have their backs and I'm going to work really hard for them. And same thing I told the parents, these kids, I'm going to work so tirelessly for these families. And it's like, because I know I can. And I'm going to do that so my staff can have those days off. Because if not, I'd be like, hey, I can't, I need you all to. So they they're working hard. They're giving me the time that I requested. I'll do the rest. That's all I need. I don't ask for much.
Yeah. Well, you know, stay out of the scene, the dating scene, as much as you can. You don't want to get involved now. It's too late.
I've always said it's always tricky. It's always tricky during football season because you have to prepare. I feel like when you're coaching football, it's like there needs to be a book, a guide to coaching, for dating a football coach because it's tough. It's not easy. And sometimes I think people think like, oh, it's cute, you know, you coach. And I'm like, no, like I in season, it's a full-time job.
Yeah.
It's not, hey, I'll put on film for 10 minutes. Even
you can't turn your brain off. I mean, if you're having dinner with your spouse, I mean, like, what did you say? You know, I'm thinking of the linemen
Even when I'm out, like sometimes I'm out, like it could be like a 2 week off period and I'm out and I could go on social media and I'll see like a coach in the league who's running a camp. And I'm like, damn it. He outworked me. I gotta get back to tomorrow. You know, like that's how I am. I'm like, oh no, that's so. But I also think too, people always think like, oh, it's cool. I like you do that. And I'm like, I know, but for like 4 months out of the year, 3 to 4 months out of the year, it's intense. Whether people like it or not, high school coaching has become a year round job. Yeah. It's become a year round job. A lot of people, and I think that's what's kind of driven people away.
Yeah.
Is it takes a lot more. It's recruiting. It's taking kids for college visits, you know, going to all these things. I get invited to so much family stuff, which I love. I love going to my players' family stuff, but it's a year-round job now. So it takes a lot of understanding. Unfortunately for me, the only one who needs to understand it in my life is myself, you know? So that's kind of why with all the assistant coaches, I'm always very like, listen, I'll handle the day-to-day. In season, we all get each other's backs. But right now, enjoy your summers with your families. If you can come 1 day, 2 days a week, great. Outside of that, I'll cover the rest. I have the time to give. I know some of them don't.
Yeah. Matt Cirillo, great interview. North Andover's new football coach. And let's book it sometime in the fall. Hopefully, hopefully after a win.
Let me know. Yeah, let me know. We'll strategically book it after when. Let me know. I got to get you some gear, man. I got to get a t-shirt out to you so you could rep the brand.
Hey, I'm an esteemed neutral journalist.
There you go. We got to get it. No
commitment, no skin in the game. Right. I got to get a shirt that just says MVC. That's it.
Hey, we're gonna get you a shirt that says we've got a nice little NA on it. You can wear it around the house. Oh, no. we're gonna get you some nice red gear, my friend.
All right, man. Well, good luck. I know it's busy, and thank you for coming on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk.
Thank you for having me, man. Right. I really appreciate it.
Good luck in year
it.
One. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, man. Have a rest of the summer. Thank you.
You too. Bye now.
Bye.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, Matt Cirillo's in the books. So good to catch up with him. A lot of energy. Going to do some great things at North Andover. And he's not married. He doesn't have any kids, folks. That is a coach that has no excuses. Get it done, Cirillo. No. There's plenty of successful family man coaches, of course. But we digress. We are going to wrap up the show. We'll be following the Little League Williamsport Tournament. See who emerges out of the valley for the sectionals of the state. That'll be a Sweet 16. So, of course, we'll try to get that coach on the line when that happens. So stay tuned very soon. And watching summer themes and stuff, seeing what happens in the valley. I mean, there's signings and colleges coming up and stuff. And, you know, pros that are from North Andover. I mean, you have North Andover's Colin Blackwell re-signs with Dallas. That's pretty cool. Former Central Catholic star Cam Devaney is going to the show with Kansas City. This is all Eagle Tribune reported, by the way, so thanks to the Eagle Tribune boys. Stay with us. It's going to be a lot of fun in the summer, and we have some fun interviews lined up for you. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. This has been the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Talk soon.